Normally, I wouldn't be into Bravo Brazos Valleys about what I did on my vacation, but former College Station City Councilman Dave Rusink, well, he and his wife took a recent trip that, well, you don't hear about often. Why did he take it?
Use some of our frequent flyer miles that we have been hoarding for a long time. I didn't feel like taking long trips in a long time while I was on city council, so we just sort of hoarded them.
Now, no one can say that the Rusinks don't know how to use their frequent flyer miles. You talk about a trip that just kept going on and on.
We had a man from Nepal that visited the Lions Club a year ago, and he just kept insisting that we come over there to see them. And so about 2 weeks before the earthquake in Nepal, we made arrangements for our flight. My wife is a great trip planner, and she went to the website that is used by United Airlines for all of their carriers that are associated with Star Alliance, and saw an interactive map that showed all the places that we could go using our frequent flyer miles. And so she and my sister, who lives up in Michigan, and her husband got together and really planned out, if we're going to Nepal, where could we go on the way to Nepal, and where could we go after we went to Nepal? And I have a lot of people that I have been associated with the International Rural Church Association. And so we sort of looked at their list and decided that we would stop in Switzerland with one of the men who was the president of the International Rural Church Association several years ago, and see them. My sister had never been to see the Taj Mahal, and it was 55 years ago when my wife and I had seen it. So we thought, well, we'll just go from Switzerland then to India. But then, no, my sister had a good contact in Africa. And so she arranged for us to have a two-day safari in Botswana. And we stopped off in Africa for a few days as a result of my sister's contact over there.
So Switzerland, Nepal, Botswana. That's how to use airline miles. And what did Dave Rusink bring away from this trip?
Life is so different in every country. We found lots of really friendly people everywhere. But our experience in Switzerland was one of, that's a great place to live. And in fact, my wife says, if she's ever missing, I should go over and check out the spot. It was this little town of less than 1,000 people. It's such a beautiful, small village that she says, that's where I should look for her. Other places that we went, we found lots of friendly people, but not the kind of living conditions that we would like to look forward to for the rest of our life.
Right.
Until we got to New Zealand. New Zealand is the other place that if I was looking for her, I should expect to find her in one of those spots.
So how to use frequent flyer miles and where to go? Just ask the Rusinks. Thought that was a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.